Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden, in a reversal, according to two U.S. officials, okaying Ukraine to use long-range missiles against Russian and North Korean troops trying to recapture the Kursk region seized by Ukraine. ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon.
Something the Biden administration had said would be too escalatory. But with a range of 190 miles, the missiles should be able to strike deep into Russian supply lines there.
President Biden in Brazil is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Amazon rainforest.
We're launching a Brazil-Russia Restoration and Bioeconomy Finance Coalition to mobilize at least $10 billion by 2030 to restore and protect 20,000 square miles of land.
Plus, the U.S. also committing millions more to help reforest the Amazon. Federal health officials warning of an E. coli outbreak linked to organic carrots infecting 39 people across 18 states. One person died, sold by Grimway Farms. This is ABC News. No matter what they say about the economy, they're still spending, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Plenty of Americans have gotten a jump on holiday shopping, but the National Retail Federation is expecting a record number to be out looking for deals soon. Its new survey suggests over 183 million people will go shopping between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday.
We get some reports on housing starts and existing home sales this week. Washing ashore in South Florida last week, in Key Biscayne, the barrier island just off Miami, discovered by a beach worker, a man's head. Medical examiner just confirming now that it belonged to a 19-year-old swimmer who went missing after he tried to rescue his younger sister from a rip current. No word yet on how he died. The country singer Sundance Head, a winner on The Voice, is recovering at home after handling a gun on a hunting trip at his East Texas ranch and accidentally shooting himself in the stomach. That according to his agent. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, a high of 56, patchy fog early and then partly cloudy, and later today, breezy with rain moving in during the afternoon. East to southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy with a soaking rain, staying mild, fog possible, a low of 50. Tuesday, rain showers ending in the morning, mostly cloudy and very mild for this time of year. Tomorrow's high, 58, but then it all changes. Wednesday, a high of 40 with a 50% chance of scattered light snow and rain showers. 40 Thursday, again with some precipitation that could include some snow showers. Breezy and cool with a few peaks of sun on Friday. And 41. Right now in Richland Center, following yesterday's high of 50 and an earlier this morning reading of 29, we're at 26 degrees. Today is Monday, November 28th. It is time to officially begin our broadcast day at WRCO.
So proudly we hail. a snow white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. Around us, when evils come, the body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us.
Start the day in a positive way on the wings of a dove, Jim Witter. And before that, our national anthem performed by Faith Hill. Good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you on this Monday morning, the 18th of November. I'm able to prop myself up and get to the microphone and keep you company this morning. We trust it was a good weekend for you. We had some good things going on here. We stayed pretty busy over the weekend. And yeah, there was a football game there yesterday too, wasn't there? So, the Packers won it. Certainly don't get you don't get style points in a game like that. It was kind of ugly, but hey, a win's a win. A blocked field goal attempt, which ensured it was going to be a chilly night in Sextonville. That's the way it goes, man. Anyway, here we are together again. Let's start those chores. Here's Glenn Campbell.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we are grateful that you are shopping locally this holiday season.
Connie Smith on the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO. Today we remind you the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will have its annual meeting today at 1 o'clock at the Union. The Union is located in the basement of the Richland Center City Auditorium. And the Kickapoo Food Pantry will be open today from 4 until 6. Holiday food boxes will be given out. Please note, however, due to the holidays coming up, December dates for the pantry have been changed to Saturday, December 14th and Monday, December 16th. Sign up inside the Viola Municipal Building and volunteers will load your vehicle. For more information, call 608-627-1910. We're at 26 degrees. That's up one from the overnight low this morning here at WRCO.
To you, I may never be more than just a friend, but you'll always be special to me. To you, I may never be closer than I am, but you'll always be special to me. sights too high to be real. I may be wrong, but love is strong, and I can't hide how I feel to you. I may never be more than just a friend, but you'll always be special to me. Sights too hard to be real. I may be wrong, but love is strong, and I can't hide how I feel to you. I may never be more than a friend, but you'll always be special to me. You'll always be special to me.
Merle Haggard on the Light in the Milk House show. You'll always be special to me. It is 5:19. We'll look at some sports from yesterday and the weekend coming up.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady, slaughter cows trended lower. Holstein bull calves sold up to $550, with beef crossbred heifer calves up to $650. The beef slaughter cows sold 105 to 122, dairy cows 80 to 106. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, December 6th and December 20th. We'll have a hay sale on Wednesday, November 20th, and our December hay sales will be on December 11th. Next week, we'll have a schedule of our sales for over the holidays. Contact Darren, Colin, or Jim for all of your livestock marketing needs. A couple items I'd like to mention. The Kickapoo High School will be holding a blood drive on Thursday, November 21st from 8:30 to 1:30 at the Kickapoo High School gym. And M&M Christmas trees will be open for the season on Friday, November 29th, and we'll be offering over 200 fresh-cut trees along with 500 choose-and-cut trees. Also, we'll have wreaths and roping available. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local livestock market, serving the farmers of our area.
A Look at Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jordan Love ran for a go-ahead touchdown in the closing minutes, and the Packers hung on to beat the Bears 20-19 when Carl Brooks blocked Cairo Santos's 46-yard field goal attempt as time expired. The Packers made just enough plays to avoid falling further behind Detroit and Minnesota, who both won yesterday. It was Detroit over Jacksonville, 52-6. Indianapolis, 28. The Jets, 27. Rams, 28-22 over New England. Miami, 34. Las Vegas, 19. Minnesota, 23. Tennessee, 13. New Orleans, 35. Cleveland, 14. Pittsburgh, 18. Baltimore, 16. Denver over Atlanta, 38-6. Seattle, 20. San Francisco, 17. Buffalo, 30. Kansas City, 21. As Buffalo handed Kansas City its first loss. And the Chargers, 34-27 over Cincinnati. In the NBA, Minnesota 120, Phoenix 117, Indiana 119, Miami 110, Detroit 124, Washington 104, Memphis 105, Denver 90, Cleveland 128, Charlotte 114, Houston 143, Chicago 107, New York 114, Brooklyn 104, Dallas over Oklahoma City 121-119, the Clippers beat Utah 116-105, Portland 114, and Atlanta 110. The Bucks will play again this evening after a tough loss to Charlotte 115-114 on Saturday night. Doc Rivers was fined $25,000 by the NBA for arguing a call and then also making a derogatory call about the officials in the postgame. But it turns out he was right. They watched it on film, and the NBA office agreed that it was the wrong call, which allowed some free throws at the end of the game, and which allowed Charlotte to beat the Bucks by that score of 115 to 114. From the NHL, Carolina 4-1 over St. Louis, Washington 5, the Vegas 2, it was the Rangers 2, and Seattle nothing, Nashville 5-3 over Vancouver. And that's a check of sports.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Like the Mel Cow Show, giving you the patented aerobic polka. If you're ready, I'll give you a chance to put that other slipper on. All right, here we go.
Music is playing, dance is swaying, romance is in the air. Down at the Friendly Tavern, everyone's happy there. Lights are twinkling, glasses tinkling, happiness everywhere. Down at the Friendly Tavern, nothing else can compare. That's where we go for cheer, bring along friends we hold so dear. Round up the polka band and sing that song together. Time to get started, gay and lighthearted, no need to ask us where. Down at the Friendly Tavern, everyone's happy there. Romance is in the air. Down at the Friendly Tavern, everyone's happy there. Lights are twinkling, glasses tinkling, happiness in the air. Down at the Friendly Tavern, nothing else can compare. That's where we go for cheer, bring along friends we hold so dear. Round up the polka band and sing that song together. Time to get started, gay and lighthearted, no need to ask us where. Down at the Friendly Tavern, everyone's happy there.
The Brave Combo and Down at the Friendly Tavern, giving you a little electric jolt of polka power today. Woo! 5:25 on the Mel Cow Show.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the morning.
you can shake it one time for me.
Hitta, hitta, has to come over, baby. Oh, Lord, shake it going.
Now let's get real low one time now. Shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kind of stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's when you got it. Yeah. Now let's go one time. Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Ooh, shake it, baby. Come on, baby, shake it, baby, shake it. Come on up. Oh, lot of shaking going on.
Same old job, tired of fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go, I'd never get as far as Mexico. I've even learned to speak the language some, down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this gold sun in Mexico. I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico. That's the way it goes. He's got you, I've got Mexico. But I'm eating right and I'm living good. I'm doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Good morning. The forecast for today calls for some fog early, otherwise turning cloudy and breezy with rain moving in during the afternoon. A high of 56, a soaking rain tonight, it sounds like, a low of 50, and some rain ending tomorrow morning with a high of 58. Enjoy a last day in the 50s. For a while, it looks like. After that, it gets kind of cool, middle of the week and toward the weekend. We're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It's 26 in Richland Center at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The lack of a farm bill will not stop crop insurance enrollment. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With three distinct modes of action, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn sends above-ground pests 6 feet under. Maximize yield potential with PowerCore Enlist and start your best year with Pioneer. An ag economist says crop insurance will be available regardless of the farm bill status next year. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip has this report from Kansas City.
Rob Johansson with the American Sugar Alliance tells Brownfield.
The crop insurance program is going to roll along whether or not we get a new farm bill now or a little bit later. It's authorized and they can feel assured that they can go out and buy crop insurance without any problem and it will cover their risks for the growing season.
But he says not having a stronger safety net could be hard for farmers trying to secure operating loans.
They're going to have a harder time when they're paying rent on a lot of their farmland to demonstrate to lenders that they're going to be able to be in the black this year. And that's why all of agriculture is pushing for a new farm bill.
The former USDA chief economist says an ag disaster package will likely take precedence in the lame duck. From the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more about managing risk in a lower price environment.
Trend's not our friend when you look at commodity prices.
Tony Justina with Farm Credit Services of America tells Brownfield with declining commodity prices, base level coverage isn't going to be enough.
Across our footprint, I looked at a lot of different counties. And if you look at the most common policy that producers are purchasing, it will not cover their break-evens in 2025.
He says farmers should consider some additional resources.
Since the last time we were in this environment, if you go back 10 years ago, the risk management agencies added over 300 different types of plans and options that didn't exist back then. So things like enhanced coverage option, supplemental coverage option, margin protection.
From Kansas City, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A farmer leader with the United Soybean Board says the Soy Check Off is focused on developing new international markets. Minnesota farmer Patrick O'Leary says growing export markets is crucial for U.S. soybean demand.
It's all about differentiation. It's all about understanding our product and helping to deliver the best quality product that we can from the U.S.
He tells Brownfield soy provides animal health benefits.
It's a very high quality protein that we're feeding to the animals. And along with that, we're getting some energy and some possible antiviral, anti-inflammatory components.
The Philippines, Mexico, and Colombia are the largest importers of U.S. soy. Turkey hatchery numbers dipped below a year ago during October. The USDA says there were 25 million turkey eggs in incubation at the start of November, down 2% on the year, implying tighter numbers of poults in early 2025 and lower turkey production. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
There are plenty of lenders out there, but few know farming like Compeer Financial. We are here with industry knowledge, a commitment to agriculture, and a will to help you succeed. Whether you farm 300 acres or 3,000, or your herd size is big or small, Compeer Financial, here for you. Call 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Back in 1974, twin brothers Dan and Don Hartung, just 17, rented 40 acres to grow corn. They borrowed equipment and rallied the family to help, turning their first harvest into something much bigger. Now, the following year, the Hartung Brothers, Inc. was born. From those early days of custom farming, their commitment to meeting local farmers' needs and solving challenges quickly grew them from 40 acres to 800 acres in a single year. Today, Hartung Brothers continues to innovate and grow, rooted in family values and dedicated to helping farmers succeed.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light round of direct cash cattle business that took place throughout the week. Dress deals in the north were at $290, $3 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis. Live deals were at $185, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. At the Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, the spring calf auction consisted of weaned and non-weaned offerings that came off dry sandhill grass. The USDA says demand was good with several buyers present. Steers and heifers, 500 pounds or sharply higher. Steers, 550 pounds or $5 higher, and 450-pound heifers were steady. Feeder supply included 58% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 507 to 539 pounds, brought 330.50 to 340.50, Medium and large on feeder heifers, 453 to 487 pounds, brought $302 to $327. Box beef closed lower on light demand for moderate off. Range choice down 46 cents at $303.34. Select closed 52 cents lower at $276.14. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. After a couple of solid days of business, processors had needed numbers on hand, and business was slow to end the week. Overall, demand has been solid on the global market, helping provide overall price support. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs. However, there is concern that there aren't as many available hogs as initially expected. Domestic demand remains inconsistent. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.47. with a base range of $75 to $88 and a weighted average of $84.67. The Iowa Minnesota was a dollar lower with a weighted average of $86.05. The Western Corn Belt down $1.27 with a weighted average of $85.53. Pork values closed sharply higher, up $3.04 at $97.11. Bellies were more than $18 higher on Friday. Estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up about 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle ended the day higher and sharply higher on an oversold bounce, and lean hog futures were lower, pressured by a weaker cash market. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all ad trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Hello, this is Chase Heslington with Timtalk Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale and hay was stronger. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $130 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We have plenty coming. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timtalkauctionrealty.com. For more info, this is Chase Heslington. Have a great day.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle markets were quiet Friday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn saw oversold bounces. January beans are up 11 at 998 and a half, and March was 9.5 higher at 1008 and three quarters. December corn was up 5 at 424. March was 4.5 higher at 435 and a quarter. Live cattle were steady to higher, and feeders were up, with most months seeing technical support. Now, December live did hold at 182.95. February, though, is up 15 at 185.25. January feeders were $4.02 higher at 247.22. And with cash steady to lower, December hogs were down 60 cents at 79.50. February was 87 lower at 82.90. From the 2024 NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri, John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Recent developments impact advocacy efforts for animal agriculture. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
At the end of last month, animal agriculture advocacy group Protect the Harvest ceased operations because of declining financial support. I talked about it with Hannah Thompson-Weeman, who heads a different group with a similar purpose, the Animal Agriculture Alliance.
It's very unfortunate to see that organization not able to move forward. We believe that we need more voices in this space and not fewer. And they certainly took a different approach to the issues and communicating about them than the Alliance does in our typical operations. But again, there was a lot of room for collaboration to try to safeguard animal agriculture.
Animal rights groups are much better funded than animal ag defenders. Still, in the recent election, several state and local ballot initiatives involving animal ag came out in favor of ag. Ann Thompson-Weeman says overall election results do not bode well for the anti-animal ag contingent.
Potentially a little bit less optimistic under a changing administration, looking towards the new year from some activist groups that thought they might be able to get some traction on things like the dietary guidelines, the farm bill and subsidies and those types of things that they're trying to challenge.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Cheesemakers and some dairy cooperatives like the final federal milk marketing order decision. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service released their final decision on the federal milk marketing orders, and some groups are pleased with what will be voted on by farmers and their cooperatives. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association is pleased with USDA's efforts and with some changes between last spring's proposed rule and the new final rule regarding make allowances. The final rule removes California data from 2016 and raises the make allowance deduction from farmers' milk checks from 22.6 cents per pound to 23.9 cents per pound. USDA also added back the 0.0015 marketing allowance to all four dairy product make allowances, having removed them in the proposed rule. That means if farmers approve the new federal orders to guarantee things like timely payments to farmers and third-party component testing, they will have to live with about 38 cents per pound in deductions from their milk checks. For many, including American Farm Bureau Federation, that's a bitter pill to swallow without the mandatory cost of production surveys to justify higher make allowances. Farm First Dairy Cooperative Board President John Rettler says USDA's final version included many of the National Milk Producers Federation key concepts that their cooperative advocated for. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices unchanged at 65.5, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 3.5 cents at 169.25, four sales there. Cheese barrels up 1.25 cents at 168.5 with one sale. Butter up 3 cents at 263 with four sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.5 cent to 140 with nine sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
High temperatures in the upper 50s today. It's going to be fairly mild before a rain moves in during the afternoon and a soaking rain possible tonight. A low of 50 this evening. Tomorrow, 58. Will it be the last day of being in the 50s for a while? It looks like it, because the rest of the week, temperatures barely crack 40. Yes, it's a changing time. So enjoy short sleeve weather, a light coat weather. Well, we still can for a couple of days anyway. Might need a rain jacket later today. The air is calm currently. We're at 26, which is up one from the overnight low here at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. This is the Light and the Milk Cow Show. It's 13 before 6.
Had our number changed today, although I hated to. Time the phone would ring, they'd want to speak to you, and it hurts to tell them you're not here with me. Maybe now old telephone will let me be. It's not in the book now, so you better write it down, just in case your love for me should ever come around. You might want to call and break the news to me. Just call Lonesome 77203. I keep the telephone beside me all the time, hoping you might want to call and say you've changed your mind. If you do, then darling, you know where I'll be.
Where I'll be.
I'm at Lonesome 77203. You're the only one I'm given our new number to. So now if the telephone should ring, I'll know it's you. If you ever long for love that used to be, just call Lonesome 77203. Just call Lonesome 77203.
Gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, and I know that you are plain to see. Biggest fool that's ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make this
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos in Act Naturally. 8 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock, we'll get Tony's take on weather for today and this week coming up in just a little bit. That looks like some changing temperatures. Could be a little cool and could be a little wet toward the end of the week, as high school football teams will be embarking in state championship action on Thursday and Friday of this week at Camp Randall Stadium. But that's not uncommon for this time of year to have changing temperatures and wet weather. Bobby G. Rice at the steel guitar, and that was Bud's Bounce here on the Light in the Milk House Show. The first Thanksgiving meal had little in common with today's traditions. According to History.com, although turkeys were indigenous, there's no record of a big roasted bird at the feast. The Native Americans brought deer, and there would have been lots of local seafood, plus the fruits of the first pilgrim harvest. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on the farm is provided by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we do have an active week of weather on the way. We're tracking a low-pressure system taking shape down towards southern Kansas. It's fairly strong, pulling in plenty of moisture off the Gulf of Mexico northward. Rain is quickly lifting northward up through Missouri and into southern Iowa. That should arrive here by early this afternoon and continue off and on through tomorrow morning. Could be quite a soaking, at least an inch expected in our area. Otherwise, breezy and mild weather will linger through tomorrow. Then sharply colder conditions moving in by Wednesday, and it will certainly stay on the chilly side then right into Thanksgiving week, so our first extended taste of some early winter-like weather. There will be numerous chances of precipitation as well as frequent systems roll in from the west. Some of these could be cold enough to have some snow, possible accumulation, so get those shovels and snowblowers ready just in case. Here's that forecast now for today. Some patchy fog in a couple of spots. Otherwise, turning cloudy and breezy. Rain moving in during the afternoon from the south. A high temperature 56. Wind out of the east-southeast increasing to 10 to 20. Tonight, breezy with soaking rain. Staying mild with fog possible. Low at 50. Southeast wind 15 to 25. Tomorrow, rain showers ending in the morning. Mostly cloudy and very mild for this time of the year. High at 58. Southwest wind 10 to 20. Tuesday night turning colder with a small chance of light rain and snow showers late, low at 33. Wednesday cloudy, breezy, and cool, 50% chance of scattered light snow and rain showers, high about 40. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool. Isolated light rain and snow showers are possible, low 27 with a high of 40. Friday, maybe a few sun peaks, breezy, high 41. Saturday for the gun deer season opener, pretty nice, partly cloudy, high 42. We'll have a chance of light rain and snow by Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
25 degrees currently. Yesterday's high was 50 here at the studios. The record high for November 18th, 73 in 1953. Record low, 3 in 1873. Last year's high was 56 and the low, 22. Sunset will happen at 4:35 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7 o'clock, and this morning right around 7 o'clock. So right now we're looking at the calm before the storm, maybe some rain a little bit later on today. The air is calm, the barometer at 29.99, and also right now after a midnight reading of 29, we're at 25 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by